Have you been too busy to get your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree? Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Click the Concordia University online logo and enter the program code ISSUES to waive your application fee. Concordia University, Wisconsin is here to strengthen and support the church. Lifelong Lutheran Learning. issuesetc.org and click Concordia University, Wisconsin online.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's a simple game we like to play with our listeners on Fridays as the end of the broadcast week comes. We look back on the interviews we've done over the last week or so, and we say, was there stuff in there that was soundbite worthy? We've picked out four this week, and we're going to play them for you. One from Noni Darwish, one from Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer, one from Dr. Alvin Schmidt, and one from Terry Mattingly. After we've played these four soundbites, it's your turn. You give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or tweet at issuesetc, or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. We're giving away the LPR bundle package. That means it's an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, notepad, and mouse pad, and the I Have Issues t-shirt. It only goes to those who have the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Or you can come in and visit us, but since the office is empty, we're going to be giving it away to someone who votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Here's soundbite number one this week. It comes from Noni Darwish, former Muslim. We were talking with her about her life in Islam before she became a Christian. Here's her insight about Islam as a counter-revolution against Christianity.
The counter-revolution started by Muhammad to end the power of Judaism and Christianity and the Bible and make the center of the religions of the Middle East in Mecca and not Jerusalem. And what happened is Muslims, after Muhammad died, conquered Jerusalem and built a mosque on top of the temple, the Jewish temple, the Solomon ruins of the temple. He built the mosque to eliminate any memory of the children of Abraham. And he actually commanded Muslims on his deathbed to go kill them wherever you find them. Kill Jews wherever you find them. And it's the only guarantee to go to heaven. So the God of Islam is totally different from the God of the Bible. The God of Islam wants us to die for him. Jesus died for us.
That's soundbite number one, Noni Darwish, on Islam as a counter-revolution against Christianity. If you'd like to vote for it, it needs your vote. 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-MY-I-E. Send us an email with your vote. talkback@issuesetc.org. Tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page where we have left space for you to do so. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from regular guest, Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer. Here he is responding to the liberal Lutheran idea of the bound conscience.
Respecting bound conscience is not a form of selfishness or an excuse to sin. Instead, it means that the very people who hold different, opposing viewpoints on a particular moral issue based upon their understanding of scripture, tradition, and reason, must recognize the bound conscience of the other, of their neighbor who disagrees with them.
That's kind of a mythological understanding of what Luther's saying. What Luther's saying there is that his conscience is bound to the Word of God. you're pushing this into an individual who has the ability to say yes or no, right or wrong, what is good and evil in his or her own sight. This couldn't be anything further from the truth of the way that Luther himself taught about the conscience. A conscience that's bound to anything other than God's word is enslaved to idolatry. You've turned your conscience into the ultimate judge, the one who is, in essence, God himself. So your idol is your own conscience, is deciding what is right and wrong and refusing to listen to God's word and resisting the work of the Holy Spirit.
That is soundbite number two, Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer, responding to the liberal Lutheran idea of the bound conscience. If you'd like to vote for that one, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet @issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page where we've left space for your votes, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number three comes from Dr. Alvin Schmidt. We were talking with him about the divine service, and here he is talking about how the liturgy, when it is rejected, isolates a Christian congregation.
When we depart from the liturgy, we break the bond that becomes, and then it becomes an island unto itself, as I say. And that's not why we are there in the first place. It also overlooks the important concept, what we call the Una Sancta, translated the one holy church. When we do our own thing, so to speak, as a congregation, ignoring history, ignoring the divine liturgy's history and so forth, we have in a sense become an island unto itself, divorced from the Una Sancta, the divorce from traditions of centuries before, divorced from Christians who perhaps on the other side of the globe are doing something very similar to us. In many ways, you can explain this isolation that's going on nowadays, the congregation by itself, is a product of Western individualism to the extreme that has invaded the church. The church has always tried to be a communion of saints, not separated from that communion. This is why we say it in the creeds. Believe in the communion of saints, an interaction with Christians and so on and so forth, in terms of not just what they do, but also what they believe.
That's soundbite number three, Dr. Alvin Schmidt. Rejecting the liturgy isolates the church. If you'd like to see it become Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, you need to vote for it, and you can vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and leave your vote there. Remember to tell us who you are, where you listen, and which one you're voting for and why, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet @issuesetc. Get ready to vote. Here is the fourth soundbite for your consideration, and after we listen to it, it'll be time to take your votes. It's soundbite number four, Terry Mattingly, at least one reason why the media don't get religion.
Millions of Americans spending billions of dollars, to use the equation many of us who advocate for religion coverage have used over and over. Millions of Americans spending billions of dollars go to church, go to mosque, go to synagogues, go to religious institutions, and the Associated Press has one reporter covering religion. Compare the amount of coverage poured out on sports in America compared to religion. Day after day, week after week, entire sections of newsrooms, places with travel budgets five times larger than their actual news operation is dedicated to sports in the typical American newsroom. We don't treat religion like a subject that we think influences the news and what influences what happens in the world. And I still remain, here I am in my 60s now fighting this, I still remain stunned at that because it's bad journalism. It simply doesn't allow you to get stories covered well and get them covered accurately. It's the beach I've chosen to die on.
That's soundbite number four, Terry Mattingly, a reason why the media don't get religion. Those are your four soundbites. Now it's your turn. It's time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. And this break is a great time to vote. 1-877-623-6943. We're giving away the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. And I have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. Goes to the listener with the best vote. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at IssuesETC, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. I don't care if Monday's black, Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell.
In Western societies where the most basic notions of right and wrong are not only denied but actively suppressed, recovering a biblical and distinctly Christian understanding of the natural law is absolutely essential.
Aaron Wolf of Chronicles Magazine talking about his presentation at this summer's Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
Traditionally, Christians have understood that man is not born a blank slate just waiting to be programmed like a machine. We are moral creatures whose imaginations are darkened by sin. Yet every person still has a basic understanding of right and wrong, because God has revealed it to us in His creation through natural law. Denying the vital role of natural law has grave consequences, not only for society, but for the church's crucial task of proclaiming the gospel.
You can meet and hear Aaron Wolf making the case for natural law Friday, June 9th and Saturday, June 10th at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference in Collinsville, Illinois. For more information, visit IssuesETC.org.
Providing artillery support for the church militant on the front lines, you're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to IssuesETC.org and click Find a Church.
Folks, Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week requires your participation. Our call-in number live this Friday afternoon, March the 24th. And phone callers get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943. That's 877-623-MYIE. You can go to our Facebook fan page and vote there, facebook.com/IssuesETC. facebook.com/IssuesETC. Send us your vote via email. We'll get it right here in the studio in real time. talkback@IssuesETC.org, talkback@IssuesETC.org, or send us a tweet at IssuesETC. Will it be soundbite number one, Noni Darwish on Islam as a counter-revolution against Christianity? Soundbite number two, Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer responding to the liberal Lutheran idea of the bound conscience. Soundbite number three, Dr. Alvin Schmidt rejecting the liturgy isolates Christian congregations. Or soundbite number four, Terry Mattingly, one reason why the media don't get religion. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@IssuesETC.org. A tweet at IssuesETC on our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Let's go to Alicia, who listens in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Hi, Alicia.
Hi. I want to vote for soundbite number one, Noni Darwish. Terry Mattingly's was excellent, of course, and I think the disconnect with the media is staggering. But I really enjoyed listening to Noni's interview. It was interesting, and it was helpful to hear what she had to say. And I thought she cut right to the matter with the difference between the God of Islam and the God of Christianity. So I want to vote for her.
Alicia, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Fort Wayne. Janine says, I have to vote for Noni Darwish. What a telling difference between Islam and Christianity. Jesus died for us. Sounds so Lutheran. This is exactly the quote I shared with my husband after listening to this interview via podcast. Janine, thank you very much for listening and for voting. Lauren listens in Canada. I'm voting for soundbite number two, Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer, where he's responding to the liberal Lutheran idea of the bound conscience. He clearly rebuts this false interpretation of the bound conscience. Our consciences are not bound to reason, tradition, and our own understanding, which all are gifts from God, but all broken by sin to Scripture alone. How many times has we of the church strained for the truth of God's word based on some other source of authority and realized our mistake too late? But how firm a foundation is laid both for our faith and for our moral judgments in God's excellent word. Laurel, thank you very much for listening in Canada. Via Twitter, Marla says, I choose soundbite number one, Noni Darwish. Moved by Miss Darwish's interview, I got her book, Americans Don't Get the Dangers of Islam. We're too PC. Thank you very much, Marla. Scott says, Dr. Schmidt is right about the liturgy. Although I attended an LCMS church recently where the liturgy was used, but the sermon was part of a series that reminded me of a Rick Warren sermon review that you did a few years ago. The sermon was about nitpicky people, and Jesus barely got honorable mention. Terry Mattingly is always interesting to listen to and has some very astute observations, and his observation today is spot on. I almost voted for him, but my vote is for Noni Darwish because of her last sentence, and it says it all. Scott, thank you very much. Jean says, I'm a Jean in Hobart, Washington, and I'm doing my favorite thing, listening to Issues, etc., and voting for soundbite number one, Noni Darwish. What an amazing message this lady shared. There's such power in the truth that God, the God of Islam, wants us to die for him. Jesus, our God, gave all and died for us. Jean, thank you very much. The winner this week, according to your votes, of Issues, etc., soundbite of the week, soundbite number one, Noni Darwish, Islam, a counter-revolution against Christianity.
The counter-revolution started by Muhammad to end the power of Judaism and Christianity and the Bible and make the center of the religions of the Middle East in Mecca and not Jerusalem. And what happened is Muslims, after Muhammad died, conquered Jerusalem and built a mosque on top of the temple, the Jewish temple, the Solomon ruins of the temple. He built the mosque to eliminate any memory of the children of Abraham. And he actually commanded Muslims on his deathbed to go kill them wherever you find them. Kill Jews wherever you find them. And it's the only guarantee to go to heaven. So the God of Islam is totally different from the God of the Bible. The God of Islam wants us to die for him. Jesus died for us.
That's the winner of Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number one, Noni Darwish, Islam, a counter-revolution against Christianity. The LPR bundle package goes to Lauren in Canada. If you'd send us your shirt size and your mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Thanks to everybody who voted. Folks, Doxology, the Lutheran Center for Spiritual Care and Counsel, will be hosting two conferences for pastors in the month of May. Pastors Matt Harrison and John Pless will be teaching on the pastoral theologies of C.F.W. Walther and Wilhelm Leah on May 3rd and 4th in Wichita, Kansas. And Dr. Robert Kolb will be teaching on Luther's approach to pastoral work May 8th and 9th in Schuyler, Nebraska. You can find out how to send your pastor to Doxology. Doxology.us. Next week on Issues, Etc., we'll visit with Rod Dreher, author of the new book, The Benedict Option, A Strategy for Christians in a Post-Christian Nation. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues, Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Do you want a church with a rockin' band and a sermon series to help you live a better life? It's not here. Bethany Evangelical Lutheran Church in Fairview Heights offers authentic, historic Christianity to a world awash in fads and entertainment, and offers forgiveness of sins to people overwhelmed with guilt and shame. Join us Sundays at 9:30 on Old Collinsville Road in Fairview Heights, Illinois, to receive the life-giving gifts of God with us. Find out more online at bethanylcms.org.
LCMS Disaster Response provides guidance and assistance to congregations who seek to proclaim the gospel and show mercy in the wake of disasters. We can bring capacity to your congregation through on-site assessment, volunteer training and congregation preparedness, and through grants direct to your congregation. For more information, follow us on Facebook, keyword LCMS Disaster Response, or visit our website at lcms.org/disaster. That's lcms.org/disaster.